Oh, wait. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm still here. I'm not leaving.
Good.
I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's your contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Now, last episode, we talked about how my birthday is coming up, and I'm no longer going to be 30.
Yep, just a couple days away.
Yep, not doing anything, really.
Just chilling like a villain.
And I'm okay with that.
Turning the big 30 wonderful.
30 wonderful. Found a couple articles on didyouknowfacts.com.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like people recall the first time they thought, oh, I'm old. Or just that moment you knew you're getting old.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if you've had any of these.
Oh, okay.
I haven't read these, so I wanted them to be a surprise to both of us. But one of them I do want to say is finding your first gray hair. Have you found yours yet?
No, I haven't.
I have, but not on my head.
On your pubes?
No.
I don't know. Where
my
else is
eyebrow.
Hair? Oh.
I get them in my eyebrows. I get like two or three that constantly grow in.
I will say, though, I dye my hair, so my hair is lighter. So they blend probably way better.
Right.
Because with my boyfriend, oh, man, he has a few in his beard.
It's hot when guys have a few.
I think it's hot, too. But then when he gets another one, I'm like, is that because I stress you out so much?
Probably.
I know.
We joke because my dad looks really good for his age. And I feel like in the last couple years, his grays have really like sprinkled in. Like his head's not fully gray, but it's like a lot more like grayer than it was.
Yeah.
And so we joke that it's all my foster brother.
Yeah, probably is.
He's like, all the gray hairs that I didn't give you, Dad. And I was a problem child.
Yeah. You're like, now little baby Prince Migs getting to you.
Yep. And he's a handful sometimes. I love him, but he's a little S.
Oh, gosh.
Because he's a two-year-old. All two-year-olds are.
Yeah.
Or almost two.
Well, and your dad's an older guy, so, yeah. I mean, like, not old, he's but 50. Tough to keep up with a two-year-old.
He's going to turn 57 next year.
Yeah. That's old to be having a two-year-old.
Right?
Yeah.
Anywho, so one of the things people realize is when you realize that almost every actor and actress on TV commercials are younger than you.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that earlier. Not every, yeah. They have a lot of older actors and actresses, but some of them, yeah, for sure.
But like, I think, Jennifer Lawrence is like a couple months younger than me.
Okay.
And that was kind of weird.
You're like, damn it.
Well, not like, damn it. It was just like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Like weird. Cause like, I still think of myself as like some weird 16-year-old kid.
I know, right?
I'm like, really? Even when I'm driving sometimes, I'll have that realization. I'm like, should I be driving? I'm like, you've had like over 15 years experience of driving. Like, you got this.
You got this, girl.
It's just, yeah, the weird thoughts that come to my head. So that moment, like when teenagers start calling you like Mr. or ma'am.
Oh, man, when I went to New Orleans and they just always call everyone ma'am. That's just what they do down there. It was so weird for me when the waiter called me ma'am. I mean, like, I was like, oh, yeah, that's just their norm here.
Right. I have a buddy. He's actually a comic book writer. Mark Rauner used to be on the Geek Nation podcast.
Oh, what up, Mark?
But he calls, you know, everyone ma'am. So whenever I see him, he's like, ma'am. I'm like, do not call me ma'am. He's like, what else am I supposed to call you? I'm like, call me miss. I think I'd rather that. Even though I know people, some women would get mad if they get called miss.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I think I know you well enough to I feel like you can call me miss.
But that's just like his thing. Like, he just calls everyone ma'am. So it's not an insult.
No, it's not. But I'm just like, you make me feel old.
Yeah.
I'm 25 at the time. Yeah, so you have that moment, you're like, Mr. or ma'am, and it's like, are they talking to me? Or it's like, hey, that, like, you know, when kids are running around, the mom's like, leave that lady alone. And it's like, I'm a lady.
Am I, though?
It's like, I'm not another kid. This person says, I get excited when buying a new bin. I'm thinking they mean like a new garbage can or something.
Oh.
I bought it and I looked at it for days thinking how nice it was.
When I thought of bin, I thought like a storage bin.
I mean, both.
Yeah.
I think both would work in this situation.
I think that is so you.
But garbage cans are expensive, oddly enough.
Oh.
Like, I got mine on sale and it came with a little one. But those are like, they cost me like almost $40.
Oh, God.
For like a decent one. You can buy a cheapy one, but that's still like $15 to $20.
And you know it's just going to get nasty.
Right.
Yeah.
BS, man. Seriously.
So you didn't get excited and stare over your bin?
No, but I did get excited that I got it on sale.
I'm surprised you didn't like try to fit in it.
I can't. My butt's too big. But they're an investment. One other thing that kind of made them feel old, and this actually happened to your dad.
Well, he is old.
Yeah, but this particular one, it's like when my students, because the person's a teacher, told me they had never seen The Matrix, but they thought they maybe recognized a meme from it.
That's literally you and my dad, like, right. In a nutshell. Like, my dad will say something, and then you'll be like, I saw it in a meme.
It's like, I know the meme. I know the reference.
Yeah,
I've never
mean, at
seen
least
it.
You know the reference. I don't right. even know the reference.
I spent a lot of time on the internet.
A lot.
Yes. But there was this one time on air that he was talking to a kid. I think he was maybe, like, 17 or something. And he made a reference to The Matrix. And he's like, have you never seen The Matrix? Like, no. And he's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
It's happening. Get off my lawn, Simpsons, like the tagline for this. It's like when I watched a new Simpsons for the first time in years and could hear the age in their voices. It's like I felt like shaking my fist at a cloud, which is a joke in The Simpsons.
Oh, weird.
But like, you know, you hear these actors for years and years and years
and
they get older.
Yeah. Oh, that must be so trippy. Or when like your favorite show or like record or whatever has like their 20th anniversary or something.
Woo! Like, oh, gosh. At a gathering and all the younger people were talking about video games or movies, my friends and I were discussing homeowner related stuff and the older people were discussing their health issues and medications. My friend's wife laughed and said how we are middle age and medication talk is next for us.
Oh,
see,
man.
I talk about all that stuff.
Those are like the memes I see where it's like all of my friends on my timeline and it's either like getting engaged or like having a baby or something and then it's like me and I'm just getting drunk.
Not wrong.
Yeah. True.
See, like that's at least for me, it's like when we do hang out, I think people forget like what can we talk about? So, and I'm just like, hey, have you seen this show? Have you seen like, okay, what shows are you watching? Let's talk about it. So I'm like, let's discuss it. Cause I'm like, I still feel young.
But you're also really big into the home.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, you bought a house. How is it? How are you liking it? Oh, you're having another kid. How far along are you? Like actually on the float, one of my friends, she's pregnant with her third kid. And I'm like,
damn,
Tanya. Please feel free to say no, but can I touch your belly?
As you're like, going in for the grab.
She's like, go for it. And like somebody pointed out, it's like, man, she's been pregnant during quarantine. She hasn't had anybody do this except maybe her husband. So I think she's okay with it.
Yeah.
She's like, go for it.
She's like wanting. She's missing that touch.
It's just like, I just want to rub it. I'm like, look at that baby.
Weird.
There's something cool about like pregnant ladies' tummies.
And something really, really creepy about it.
Right. Says the woman that wants to try eating human being.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm going to have a kid and it's going to be really creepy and me eating human beings also going to be very creepy. Just kidding. I can't. Apparently it's illegal. But I want it at my funerals. So you better, or my funerals. I'm going to die multiple times.
Yes.
At my funeral.
Sarah, let's be real. You would have multiple funeral parties.
Oh, man. Yeah, it should be like a week party. That would be amazing with like different themes and you can dress me up and do my makeup differently.
Oh, my God, you would.
I would. I never die.
All right, another way a person felt old or realized they were getting old is I was driving and I saw a very attractive younger guy running shirtless on the sidewalk and I immediately thought, oh my God, dude, I hope you're wearing enough sunscreen today.
That's funny.
Another one is I was telling a story about how I broke my back in a car accident and someone asked why the airbags didn't go off and I didn't just use my cell phone to call for help. Both of those things were new when I was old enough to drive.
Oh, so maybe they didn't even have them.
Mm-mm.
Dude, that's like when, like, on the main show, like, BJ or Steve will, like, tell a story. And I'm like, well, why didn't you just have your phone or something? And they're like, we didn't have phones. And I was like, oh, yeah, you'd have to, like, go to a payphone, put 50 cents in it.
We had this conversation. So have you watched Umbrella Academy with your dad?
No.
So the Umbrella Academy technically is taking place in, like, 2019. Like, okay. The first season, right?
Yeah.
But you notice that they don't have cell phones. They don't have, like, either, even flip phones they don't have. They don't have computers, like, internet and stuff.
Weird.
Because there was an episode where, like, one character has to go do research on a guy she doesn't trust.
Yeah.
And she has to go to the library, and it's these old slides and stuff. Like, I think they did back in the 80s.
And did they, like, just, like, screw that up in the show, you think?
I think what it was is that because of, there's a lot of time travel involved in the show.
Oh, sounds like I would not be able to keep up.
Probably not. But because of that, I'm thinking that they live in a different version. It's not our 2019. Okay. It's a different version of 2019 where maybe, you know, we didn't get the internet, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Got it. They should have specified that, though, probably.
But the thing is, too, like, how would they say it? It's like, hey, we don't have computers. Moving
not
on.
Yet.
But we do. We can throw, we can send people to space. It's cool.
This is a different universe.
Right. It's a different version. But if you think about it, it's what I told your dad. It's like, well, imagine if they did. That would stop so many storylines and would not make. It's like, I'm very suspicious of this character. So I'm going to be suspicious of it for a couple episodes while I do my digging. And if it was cell phone time, it'd be like, nope, nope, that guy's a bad guy. Yep, yeah. Nope, I got proof right here. Okay, nope.
I have all of his records.
So we are going to not go into any of these drama because of what happens. We can easily look up all this information. Yeah. Like, it kind of kills the story now.
Well, why wouldn't they just make it in a different year? Why is it 29?
I don't know. Yeah, because, why? Like, even in the comic it was, but I have no idea. They're probably going to change it. But there was, like, a mess up, I think, in one of the earlier episodes because one guy mentions eBay.
Oh.
And I'm like, you messed up.
Well, it's funny when shows mess up. It made me think of, never watched the Game of Thrones, but I remember seeing that still shot of, like, of a coffee cup. And I, like, people, and a water bottle or something. And they're like, they did not have them back then. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
Yep. Oopsies.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, you want to know how you can feel old as well?
How?
When you start a sentence before the internet, we used to.
Dude, I'm just imagining, like, before the year 2020, we used to gather with thousands and thousands of strangers. And, you know, I hope we don't share those stories with our kids. I hope it eventually gets back to normal. But I do think about that. Yeah, which is so sad.
Right. Like, I was thinking about it, like, I think the internet really started kind of becoming popular or more of a thing when I was maybe around 11 years old.
Okay.
So I still had, like, a childhood that wasn't centered around the computer, but I still learned how to use it. And I got the best of both worlds, if you will.
I had to take classes in school for it to learn.
Same. But I remember when the internet was slow as balls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember my dad would make fun of me because I could paint my nails, like, in the time it took to load one page.
Oh.
I'd have all my nails painted.
Could you imagine if we never knew fast internet, we wouldn't know, because, like, that just seemed like the norm. It's like, it oh, it's going to load a page.
It was still annoying. It's like, come on.
But
and then
you
your
imagine?
Mom would call, like, get off the, I'm trying to make a phone call.
Yeah, you couldn't do both at once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if it went back to that, though, people would lose their minds.
There's so many things that would completely change, because how much has changed? Like, I do social media for a living. That wasn't a job, like, really. Like, I was one of the first people, really, in our generation to get a job in social media.
I mean, social media wasn't even, like, that big of a thing 10 years ago.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, you're young, you could figure it out. And now it's an actual job, like a title.
And there's so many different things now. And they need to calm down on that. Can I just say? Can we just stick to three?
You're sounding like an old lady, Sarah.
I know. This TikTok thing is making me feel like old. That is probably a perfect one for this topic.
Yes.
Like, because I love TikTok. I mean, okay, I don't even love it, but I love seeing videos that people send to me or post on like a social media account that I do have. But I do have the app downloaded because our station was supposedly going to get one. I don't know if we really did.
I think we did, but we never really do anything with it.
Yeah, but then I was like just going through it. And I'm like, wow, this is actually really entertaining. And there's so everyone and their mom is on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, like, and so I'm like, wow, this is wow. But I'm like, oh, man, this seems like a lot of work.
I know there's some that I really want to, like, do some of the same videos. Like, have you seen the cartoon? Like, if I was a cartoon character, this is what I would look like, you know, as my everyday outfit, as my sports outfit.
No.
Or if I was in, like, Pokemon, this is what I would look like, my outfit to kind of match, like, the Pokemon theme. And this,
and they just change their outfit?
Yeah, or if I was
That's
on
funny.
One Tree Hill, this is what I would look like. But they're kind of dancing, like, they're walking and dancing at the same time. So that
and
when
the
they,
outfits change.
Then they change. And I'm like, God, that looks so cool.
It looks, yes.
But it looks like a lot of work.
I think about that with all the dances, because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I want those dances look dope, especially the new one, but the WAP, you know, the UAP one. Yeah, that one I'm like, God. Well, first of all, It's very hard to do because I tried a little bit of it and yikes. Well, I should have stretched first. But then I'm also like, this seems like a lot of work. Oh, no. I never wanted to be that person either.
All right. Here's another way we know we're getting old. This person's like, when I realize it is acceptable to say congratulations instead of, oh, crap, when a friend of mine gets pregnant.
Dude, I still have that, like...
It's like, I'm pregnant. Oh, God, no. What do you... hey, wait, no, congratulations. That's a good thing, right? You were trying.
I know. None of my friends really... But I know people that have told me, like, their friend is pregnant or this is pregnant. And I'm all... That's always my first reaction is like, oh, wait, is this a good thing? Should I be happy? Tell me how to feel right now.
Yeah, you're in that middle ground, like where you're like that weird age where it's like there's some people that are kind of on the younger side that are getting pregnant and wanting to get pregnant, and there's still some that are maybe accidentally getting pregnant.
Oh yeah, and then some. I can't think of one of my friends right now that I would be like, yeah, this is a great idea. You have a great relationship and you guys are well, perfectly stable and well off and mentally good. Like,
your friends are the epitome of
I would be like, okay. No, I'm so me. I would say no. I would tell them exactly how I felt.
No, that's what I mean. Like, your friends are the epitome of stable.
I wouldn't even be like, oh my God, this is such great news. I'd be like, oh my God, what happened? Did you not use birth control? Did you use a condom? Like, what?
Oh. See, like my best friend, she just had a baby, so that was super exciting. Like, my cousins had a couple kids, but like, they're all in really stable, great,
yeah,
financially stable relationships. So I'm like, this is exciting. And there's other people where I'm like Facebook friends, not close friends, where I'm like,
yeah, that'd be my friends.
This one's funny. It's like, when I heard people outside and I grumbled about effing teenagers to my dog.
Oh, like, these teenagers. Dude, that's actually, you know, that's how I felt when this whole, like, start wearing a mask thing happened. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'd go to the grocery store.
But now it's like, effing old people, wear your mask.
Right? Yeah, but it was all the teenagers. And I'd be like, you little brats.
I've seen a lot of old people that don't wear masks.
Now I do. And I'm like, dude, y'all are the ones that we're protecting. Y'all are the ones hella close to death. Where the F is your mask?
And that we're the entitled. We are the entitled ones.
I get, like, pissed, like, inside, because I'm like, maybe I shouldn't start a scene in my local QFC that I go to all the time. And it's a pandemic, so I don't want to be like that mean, but I'm also in my mind I'm like, what the actual F? Like, I'm wearing this mask to protect your old ass, and yet you are not wearing one.
There's a guy that invented like a mask cannon that'll shoot a mask, and he tried it on himself after trying out a dummy a few times, and it fit, like, it does, like, it'll shoot it and it'll like strap onto your face.
Oh, ow,
that is so cool.
Dude, I feel like that would knock out the old person or like make them fall down.
This person feels old because they have no idea what's going on in music right now. It's like, and I don't mean what is wrong, like what is in a wrong generation, like back in my day kind of way. But he's like, I literally have no idea what's happening. Like, I used to be so plugged in. I knew the coolest bands. I went to all the best shows. I was giving recommendations to people and I was making mix CDs. And it was my dream job to be a music supervisor for TV. Now I don't know anything anymore. And I try, but it's overwhelming. Granted, we have so many ways that we are fed music now.
Yeah, I'm honestly going to say I'm never really good at that. I mean, I'm just a radio listener, like, in my car. So whatever is being played on the radio for any station, like, I'll know that song. But, like, I never really dive deep into anything.
See, I'm like that weird mix. I do radio and then I'll do like one of my apps, like my music apps and I'll make playlists.
Yeah.
Based on like, oh, I heard this song on the radio. And then I'll start trying to like find other stuff by them.
Kind of like that, yeah.
And just kind of have that be the seed, if you will, and just kind of go on to other stuff.
I know, but I get it. I mean, there's so much music out there. Right. So it is overwhelming.
This one's funny. It's, damn, this grocery store is playing my jams.
Oh. Dude, some grocery stores do play some. Dude, Walmart, they play the jams.
That's
but like,
you know,
not even
old.
Like, no, like current jams, not even like jams from like 10 years ago.
So I had this realization the other day and it made me feel old. So one of our radio station commercials was playing like the apple bottom jeans, boots
with the fur.
When that song came out, I think I was in middle school. And that was so, like, sexy. You dance at the club. And I'm sure, like, if I was an adult, you know, at an actual club.
I would still dance to that song, Sexy, in a club.
This song was used for a grocery store commercial. When did they think, we're going to make a song that's sexy? You're going to think bananas. Or, okay, not those kind of bananas. But, like, apples. Not just apple bottom jeans with the boots and the fur. Like, we're thinking of apples and reasonably priced chicken.
That, like, is so weird.
Right. Like, you know, you wouldn't put the two together like 10, 15 years ago. But like, it is so not it's just so old school, quote unquote, that it's okay now. Like, that's what they do with a lot of songs. Like, you hear, like, some Kiss songs, and it's like, okay. Or, like, just, like, sexy songs from back then.
Yeah, that is really weird still.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought, I'm like, oh, that's how I know I'm getting old.
That is strange. I don't like that.
It's somebody's like, when I can't sleep without hurting something on me.
Oh, yeah. You wake up and you're like, oh, your whole neck is like twisted because you slept wrong.
Or my arm, because I end up sleeping on my arm and I get all mad in the morning. Or the same thing with the grocery store. It's like when you hear a song you really, like, you grew up with, played on an oldies or classic station.
Yep.
Just being in pain all the time, back hurts from sitting, or like you stand up and then it starts to hurt because you're standing up all day. When you didn't get socks for Christmas and were disappointed.
Okay, bitch, socks are hella cheap. Go out and buy your own socks.
I have so many, but I do love socks. Like, I will never get mad at getting socks. I won't necessarily be disappointed if I don't get them for Christmas or anything, but yeah. I do love socks. My wife and I had a 20-minute long discussion about fiber. That was it. We are officially old.
Oh, yeah.
Went back to my university town for a wedding. Group of friends went to the club we all used to go to. Left in shock 5 minutes later because everyone there looked like they were about 12 years old. Ended up going to the oldies pub instead.
Aww. I never want that to be me.
I tried to skip steps on the stairs. Brain was totally unaware. Legs couldn't do it. I ate crap. Oh, this is so funny. This is kind of like me. I had a dream the other day about being in high school again, and then I woke up and realized I was 28. Then it dawned on me. I'm actually 38.
Oh! You just, like, don't remember.
It's like, I'm in high school. It's like, no, I'm 21. Oh, wait, no, I'm 30.
Wait a second.
When the new person I was training at work told me she was born in 2002.
Oh, like, hell no.
It's like, so you weren't alive on 9/11? It's like, nope, not born yet.
That is weird when I see, like, you have to be born on a certain day before, mm-hmm. you know, like
you still think it's like 92 or something?
It's like 1999 now.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, because next year is 2021.
Holy crap.
That is so weird. And then people
who are, oh, yeah, because they switched the smoking age.
21, yep. Or people who were born in 2000, next year will be able to drink. What? That is so weird. Well, that's insane. I don't like that.
I left my blue and white pie dish at my aunt's house after Thanksgiving. My mom had to bring it back to me a few days later. The whole time, my husband was on the side of, if you care that much about a pie plate, you probably shouldn't leave. You should leave it at home so it doesn't get lost. I, on the other hand, felt that since it was a lovely pie plate, it should be used and shown off. It's the adult version of having that favorite toy you want to show everyone but don't want to lose.
See, I'm always like this because I'm anal and crazy about all my things. So, mm-hmm. But I would never bring my favorite pie plate to a person's house because of risk of leaving it there. And then it's that awkward, like, if you remember to take it home but there's still pie in it, are you that awkward, like, can I get, like, a different, like, plate?
I just go in and get a different plate and bring it back, or just full-on go and get the disposable.
Yeah, dude, ones. That's what I always do. Bring disposable, like, or like buy a plate specifically for that event for them to keep.
Okay, this is the last one I would tell just because it's really funny. I saw a very attractive girl in her late teens, early 20s, shopping with her mom, and I thought, wow, that's one smoking hot mom.
Dude, that's awesome. I love that one.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, I want to know, when did you finally realize you were getting old? For me, it's when I realized I'd like to stay at home and do arts and crafts or play board games. Instead of going out to a club. Don't mind. I mean, I'm drinking on both of those things. I'm still doing lots of drinking for both, but I'm not going out.
Mine is probably the TikTok. I'm still trying to convince myself to get one, though, so I don't feel old. Oh, no.
Speaking of getting one, I'm still working on my OnlyFans. I'm trying to take pictures this weekend, see if I can start something.
Yes, Missy, you're obviously not too old to get an OnlyFans.
No.
So that's good.
I did come up with a name, though.
Are you going to say, or are you going to wait till...
Should...
Why? Because there's no put. Get this is your because you said you'd try to have stuff by this Wednesday and you obviously didn't. So
I got a name, Sarah.
Your goal is to put some content up,
right?
So we can tell everyone about it,
right? Because I don't want to send you there because there's absolutely nothing
getting
there.
Paid.
Dude, that new refrigerator is not going to pay for itself.
Exactly.
I'm about to get that new stove, and I need a matching refrigerator because I already bought the dishwasher earlier this year with my tax return.
Then you have something to do with Ashton on Saturday.
That's exactly what we should do.
You need to text her back. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'll set up the camera. You just push the button. Make sure I don't got a double chin. We're good.
Make sure you have a few different outfit changes.
Just a heads up. I'm not getting nude.
No, she's not getting nude, but she might show a little bit.
It's going to be a boudoir.
It's going to be a classy, sexy.
And it's not going to be the only thing I do. I have a few other things, but I'm going to create some content to have a decent amount of content to be able to provide you with it on a regular basis.
I'm already thinking things. A pirate theme. You can have a champagne in one. Dude, it's your birthday, so have some balloons. Girl, you need to use this opportunity.
I should just have you come over with Ashton and just be like, let's do it.
Just pose you up. Okay, this one. And then we'll change scenery.
And it's like, Vicky, let's tape that double chin back. Just we'll duct tape it. It's cool. We won't see it from the side.
I've been doing that every night. 100 pounces. Bounces.
It slaps. It's like slaps under the chin to keep the jowls in place.
I heard it helps. I do that every night. I'm not even
So kidding. That's how you know you're getting old.
Yeah, 2020. Oh my God, I finally found wrinkles. That's another one.
Yep, I'm kind of...
Botox, where are you at?
It's fillers that you really need to do.
I need it all at this point now.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.